Also, just as a matter of interest, and we were talking about, you know, a new year and the unwanted gifts, and a lot of people have taken on their New Year's resolutions. And I suppose one of the big things is smoking, big thing. Something that over the Christmas, I don't think if I smoked 5 or 6 cigarettes, that was it. I really just tried my hardest not to smoke at all over the Christmas, because it is really a time for temptation if you're half a smoker. I was pretty pleased with myself. But anyway, here's a little research. If you are giving up smoking and you are a heavy smoker, here's a little bit of research that's in the papers today. Smokers spend 2.5 working weeks every year on smoke breaks, new research has shown. 2.5 working weeks. You get 2.5 weeks holidays if you're a smoker without even knowing you're on holidays. Apparently, 2/3 of employers only allow staff to smoke during break times. The average smoker spends 25 minutes of their working day smoking. 25 minutes. More than 80% of non-smokers believe they have to work harder than their cigarette-loving colleagues who's left the desk and you have to take all the calls or whatever else is going on. The study was carried out over the past 3 years. It also found that more than 1/5 of Irish adults smoke, with this figure being even higher in the hospitality industry. Apparently, you know, if you're in restaurants, hotels, there's a higher rate of people smoking. I'm just wondering, what is the actual legal standing? Within your company, maybe you've got an industrial standing or whatever, but what is it? What is your company policy on smoking? Can you just, can you just decide, look, I'm just going to pop out for a cigarette, and then that person is gone for 20 minutes? Does that really annoy you? Is there an actual company policy whereby, you know, you got to clock in or clock out your smoking times, or if you're taking a smoke, it's part of your lunch break? Or are there companies now that still, you can just walk out the door if you want, just waltz out, have a cigarette and come back in again? Because one of the things that happens now is you can't smoke outside the door of the company anymore, because it just looks disgusting. So you've got to go maybe outside the gate or around the back or to the special smoking hut or whatever. I didn't realise it was 2 weeks a year. That is a holiday, basically. 2 weeks a year that you'll actually spend smoking on the job. Just a matter of interest. If you do have a company policy, I'd be interested to know what it is. Or is there a company policy? Or does it annoy you? Just actually about cigarettes, because this research shows that you will take over 2 weeks a year. Right, 2 weeks a year on your smoking breaks, which is one of what company policy is. And so in some cases, do you have to sort of clock in and clock out when you're going for your smokes? Are you allowed smoking breaks, or are they part of your, I mean, they should be just part of your normal breaks, your 11s or your lunchtime. Just because you smoke, you shouldn't get more time off than anybody else. Or should you? Oh, you're a smoker. No, please take as much time as you want. So you mightn't be here too long. Colin, these companies that let people take fag breaks outside regular are enabling their addiction. What about alcoholics? Do they get a break to indulge in drinking? Of course not. So why should smokers get extra privileges? Could you imagine that? Here's something I haven't thought about, if you're enjoying El Tipple. Boss, I'm just going to go outside. No, I'll go outside the gates because I've just got a bottle of wine here with me. I'm just going to have just a few little knocks from it, you know what I mean? I got a glass with me as well. I'll be back in a few minutes' time. Alva, how are you?
Hiya.
How are you today?
Not so bad. I'm going to smoke about how severe it is on
you're
patients.
You're very close to the to your phone, are you? Just push back a little.
How am I now?
Okay, go on then. Tell me, go on.
I find the smoking, I'm a non-smoker, and I do not agree with the unofficial breaks that people take, because I think it is terrible, because, yeah. I mean, they take too many unofficial breaks. And every time you go by certain establishments, it's the same people you see outside those establishments smoking all the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's very, very severe on people that are in hospitals or in residential care units that aren't allowed to smoke in their, let's say they go on respite to a nursing home or to a hospital or something. They're not allowed to smoke while they're in.
Right.
And I mean, it could be somebody that smoked for years and years and years, and there's nowhere for them to have a sneaky smoke. Very, very severe on them.
But are you saying that people who are actually in hospital?
Well, you know, nursing homes, geriatric hospitals or things like that.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard on them. I mean, they've smoked 70 years of their lives at home in their own little chair, in their own comfort, and then all of a sudden they're in a residential unit, which is quite hard to adapt to anyway. But then they're told they're not allowed to smoke when they're in there.
And you think there should be a little bit of sort of, what, humanity shown there? A little bit of sympathy, maybe?
Definitely. And Definitely. And I mean, you're not even allowed... I'm so against smoking. You're not allowed to smoke inside the gate of my house.
Right.
Inside the boundary of my house. I'm so, so strict. I hate cigarettes. I think they're disgusting. They're rank. They're horrible. Yeah. If my kids ever smoke, I'm going to sit them down and make them eat them.
Right.
You know, I've no time for smoking, but I think they should show leniency with hospitals and residential or geriatric care units.
I mean, you're not saying all hospitals... I mean, let's say, for instance, somebody who's in for, you know, I mean, because you see it sometimes.
Well, I actually, one thing I found with Carlos is the smoking ban. I've seen new mothers having to walk to the gate of a hospital and leave their baby above in the ward to go for their fag. I know they shouldn't be smoking in the first place.
I know, yeah.
But I've seen that, and I mean, they're kind of literally, they're leaving the premises. They're legally, they're actually leaving their, they're abandoning their baby.
Abandoning their baby, and they're in their slippers and their dressing gown. But in respect to, just to go back to a nursing home, if okay, you're 75 years of age and you've smoked all your life, and now you probably shouldn't, but hang on, you've hit 75. Yeah, and it's a completely new environment, so smoking probably gives you a certain level of comfort. In a nursing home, then, where would that person go to have a cigarette?
They used to have, they kind of had a wind down, I think, in a lot of nursing homes, where they had a smoking room for them first, and then it was dwindled out, and now the new patients that are coming in have nowhere at all to go for their cigarettes.
So they basically, where, can they go out into the garden even, maybe?
No, but to actually leave the building, as far as I know, but to go out of the building.
It's very rare that you'd get a call on air where somebody's actually saying, you know what, I think we need to, you know, let's not be too severe on the whole smoking ban, that there's certain parts of society that we should allow. But when you say it's in a hospital, it's quite bizarre. I've never heard that before.
But it's not really a hospital. It's a residential nursing home as such. There's a lot of them in the country. I mean, there's loads of residential nursing homes, geriatric hospitals, Alzheimer's units, things like that, special care units. And, I mean, these people that have smoked all their lives at home should be allowed to have that little comfort. They've lost all their other little comforts, so why not just give them that one little comfort that they've always had?
So where would you let them smoke?
Build them a little shelter out the back.
Okay, you're not saying let them smoke in their unit.
No, if they have to be thrown out of the unit entirely, give them somewhere, give them some place they can smoke.
Right, so...
Any place is better than no place.
So if there's a nice little outdoor area with benches and that, and, you know, you're saying, and a covered area possibly as well, so obviously for inclement weather. Yeah.
Somewhere for them. They need somewhere.
Interesting. I have to say...
I'm totally against cigarettes entirely. Absolutely, totally banned from my environment altogether.
But you're saying that's at that age...
Stick up for the oldies, yeah.
Yeah, stick up for the oldies.
Yeah.
All right, let me just bring in Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Not too bad at all. How are you on the smoking?
I'm a non-smoker now myself. I did used to smoke before, but I've worked in restaurants for years, and I just find it so frustrating. You know, it's when you work in, as you say, the restaurant and bar trade, you don't get your standard breaks. You don't get your lunch break or your 15 minutes every 4 hours. You know, you're literally working 7-8 hours on a busy night with no break.
Yeah.
So, you know, when, but the smokers, when their section's fine, it's like, oh, I'm just going to pop off for a quick smoke.
Mm.
And, you know, and especially when there's a couple go together, they'd be chatting for longer. So what I've started to do actually when they come back is I'm just popping out for a bit of oxygen and I'll take my 5 minutes, you know, because I've had a few queer looks when I've said it, but I think they're starting to get the point.
Because you're actually taking up the slack when they're gone. And I mean, I would imagine there's always somebody who goes, listen, I'll bring the bins out. It's okay. I'll go down the back alley and bring the bins out. And suddenly they're gone for 20 minutes and you're going, bring the bins. And they come back and they're smelling the smoke. They're just taking the piss, really, aren't they?
It is.
Yeah.
And sorry, just to touch on a point with the other caller there.
Yeah.
I can understand, you know, everyone, if they've smoked at home and they go off and they're not in their own environment, to have a place to smoke. But I think the main concern when you're talking about hospitals and stuff, there's so many doctors that are so anti-smoking because it does so much damage to people's health.
Yeah.
And I think when you see people in a hospital and they're sick and smoking as well, I think that's where the frustration comes from.
Well, I think with Alva's point, it's sort of residential geriatric care, where it's basically a nursing home. You're not necessarily sick. You're just very old and can't take care of yourself at home. And maybe one of the little things you had was your little glass of whiskey in the evening and your cigarette. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Should we deny that of a person who's 75? You know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that sense, but just when you see 20 people in their nursing gowns waiting to go off for an operation down having a quick smoke, it's just my opinion. I find that quite frustrating.
I always remember once, I think it was Beaumont Hospital, going to Beaumont Hospital years ago, and seeing this man shuffle out with the oxygen tank behind him.
About to explode when he ignites.
And the mask over his face, and then he got out, takes the mask off, puts it away, and then... And I'm thinking,
lucky his tank didn't explode.
Yeah, but I'm thinking the reason you have that tank is because you smoke too much.
You can't breathe, exactly.
We've all got
our vices, but it's quite an expensive one for the health system, you know, because if you smoke, it is going to kill you.
But in the hospitality area, is there a custom or policy about taking that smoking break, or do people just...
No, I don't think so. I don't think there probably is somewhere along the line, but I don't think it's enforced very much.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same as if you're working a Friday night from 4 till 1 o'clock in the morning, you should be entitled to get something to eat, but you can't because it's the busiest time where you're feeding other people.
So that
law is there as well, but there's ways that it can be enforced and there's ways that it can't, you know.
And this article, actually, the research was saying that they believe, the greatest amount of smokers are actually in the hospitality area. Do you see, is like nearly everybody smoking in restaurants and hotels?
A good lot. And in bars as well. When I first started working, when I was younger, I started working in pubs when I was 16. And that was the time you could smoke in a pub as well. Yeah. And like that, it was not a social thing, but... Even now as a non-smoker, when I see the group going off, you're kind of like, oh, what am I missing? You know,
because
they're getting that extra little chat in the corner and, you do feel like you're missing out a bit if you're not in the smoking group.
There's a bizarre thing now that's happened in Ireland over the last number of years, and that's the case that the smoking area is the best crack. In a bar, you're not coming out to smoke in here. Oh, it's great crack out there. Everyone's having great crack. And it's like, God, so am I boring
you're
if
not in
I
the
don't
gang.
Smoke? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not in the club.
Okay, I'll reduce my years of living, but that'll mean I'm in the gang.
I had a blast doing it.
Listen, good talking to you, Sarah.
You too. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Colin, my mother was in a nursing home in Kildare, and a smoking room was there for residents. I wouldn't welcome this, but if someone's been smoking for so many years, they should be allowed smoke. Colin, I work in a nursing home and we have a smoking room for the residents. Okay, that's interesting. Colin, I have a lung condition and never smoked, but when going to my hospital appointments, I have to walk through all the smokers smoking at the hospital gates with IV lines in, not to mention all the workers. It's ironic. That is one of the most bizarre things you will see. It's not as bad now, but certainly years ago, the little smoking hut was always at the main door of the hospital and everyone's standing there in their slippers with their oxygen tanks going, jeez, I was dying for a cigarette. Yeah, use the right word there.